You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about listening to music. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about listening to music. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I always loved music as a child. I can remember singing and playing the piano with my mother. She was a musician, very talented and incredibly energetic. One of the many things she did while we were growing up was to make sure that all her children learned to play an instrument. I didn't inherit her talent as a player, unfortunately, but as a music critic, I get to attend, in fact, I have to attend, some of the best classical concerts in the world. Funnily enough, I rarely listen to music in my spare time these days. I find silence more relaxing.
Speaker 2.
I have a very busy job in the music industry. I don't actually ever have to listen to music as part of my job because I work in the accounts department, but I do listen to it a lot in my spare time, apart from the fact that I love it, especially jazz and blues. It really helps me forget about all the stress at work. In the office, where I'm surrounded by people, I have to be extremely focused, and I wouldn't have the energy to carry on sometimes if I didn't have a way of getting away from it all from time to time.
Speaker 3.
I work in a busy office. I've discovered that the best way to block out the noise around me and get on with what I'm supposed to be doing is to put on a pair of headphones and play some music. Classical works best, although I enjoy rock and folk too. Of course, if I want to chat to other people, my work colleagues, I mean, then the headphones come off and I end up shouting to make myself heard like the rest of them. Those breaks with other people do mean that I usually return to my work feeling more relaxed and inspired.
Speaker 4.
I can't imagine my life without music. It's just always been there in the background for as long as I can remember. I wouldn't say I really focus on it that often, but I do listen, and when I go out running with music on, the run often feels as if it's over before it's even started. I think lots of other people are the same. They might not sit down and listen to it carefully, but they do enjoy it and miss it when it isn't there. I have my favourites, of course, but everything's on my player, and I just have it on shuffle.
Speaker 5.
I'm quite fussy about what I listen to, I suppose. When I'm feeling energetic, I play something with a faster beat, and when I'm feeling more chilled, then I like to have something quieter on. And music is vital for me when I'm painting, which is my hobby. Somehow, new ideas seem to come to me more easily when I'm listening to music. It's always been that way for me. I know a lot of other people say the same thing too. I suppose music has always been important for human beings, in all kinds of different ways.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I always loved music as a child. I can remember singing and playing the piano with my mother. She was a musician, very talented and incredibly energetic. One of the many things she did while we were growing up was to make sure that all her children learned to play an instrument. I didn't inherit her talent as a player, unfortunately, but as a music critic, I get to attend, in fact, I have to attend, some of the best classical concerts in the world. Funnily enough, I rarely listen to music in my spare time these days. I find silence more relaxing.
Speaker 6. Speaker 2.
I have a very busy job in the music industry. I don't actually ever have to listen to music as part of my job because I work in the accounts department, but I do listen to it a lot in my spare time. Apart from the fact that I love it, especially jazz and blues, it really helps me forget about all the stress at work. In the office, where I'm surrounded by people, I have to be extremely focused, and I wouldn't have the energy to carry on sometimes if I didn't have a way of getting away from it all from time to time.
Speaker 3.
I work in a busy office. I've discovered that the best way to block out the noise around me and get on with what I'm supposed to be doing is to put on a pair of headphones and play some music. Classical works best, although I enjoy rock and folk too. Of course, if I want to chat to other people, my work colleagues, I mean, then the headphones come off and I end up shouting to make myself heard like the rest of them. Those breaks with other people do mean that I usually return to my work feeling more relaxed and inspired.
Speaker 4.
I can't imagine my life without music. It's just always been there in the background for as long as I can remember. I wouldn't say I really focus on it that often, but I do listen, and when I go out running with music on, the run often feels as if it's over before it's even started. I think lots of other people are the same. They might not sit down and listen to it carefully, but they do enjoy it and miss it when it isn't there. I have my favourites, of course, but everything's on my player and I just have it on shuffle.
Speaker 5.
I'm quite fussy about what I listen to, I suppose. When I'm feeling energetic, I play something with a faster beat, and when I'm feeling more chilled, then I like to have something quieter on. And music is vital for me when I'm painting, which is my hobby. Somehow, new ideas seem to come to me more easily when I'm listening to music. It's always been that way for me. I know a lot of other people say the same thing too. I suppose music has always been important for human beings, in all kinds of different ways.
That is the end of part 3.